This is a dedication for patient Charis Valentine, CHARISEVALENTINE. Date of service is 3/21/2023. Date of birth is 12/20/1955. Patient Charis Valentine is suffering from lupus erythematosus, SLE, for a while. Along with this, she is suffering from migraine and hypertension, a generalized rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, as well as osteoporosis, carpal tunnel syndrome, and a peripheral muscle spasm, as well as in the back, she has got a multiple arthritis of the lumbar spine. And the patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Apparently, she has chronic muscle spasm due to the SLE, as well as problem with the sleep. She was placed on prednisone last time, and she improved a little bit. She has had labs in the last month that she has brought it to be part of this record. And she has also a cataract surgery. Currently, she is on Toprol, Norvasc, and Dizide for the blood pressure issue that she has suffering from. Her pains are usually in both the hands, involving second, third, and fourth finger. And she's not on any prednisone, but on Plaquenil, 300 milligram daily. She goes to DNC Hospital, and her cataract surgery became successful. She's able to see very well. Pain level is between 4 and 7, and the ADLs are not gravely affected beyond 3 to 7. The ADL that is affected, sleep 7, while walking ability and work and enjoyment of life are affected 6. General activity is affected 6. Overall, there is an 80% relief in the pain when she is on medications, and her treatment is chronic and ongoing. She is able to sleep well and with the current medications and muscle relaxation. She is undergoing physical therapy also. In the system review, there is nothing positive in neurology and psych. In the pain and numbness, positive for neck stiffness and lower back stiffness, limited range of motions, pins and needles. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, and trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency pain for urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, mouth shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that there is no changes in the pain level at this time, nor there is any changes in the medical history other than what is already known, or any surgical history or hospitalization or weight loss or any other trauma or fall. There is no admission also. Current pain medication is Tramadol, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant with pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows: the blood pressure 124/85, pulse is 81. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 12/6/2022. Dictation number is 1207028. Diagnosis are the same. Plan of care. She is advised about medical marijuana that she should be on to help relieve taking Tramadol and Valium. However, she has been advised. She has been provided with Tramadol prescription 50 milligram at night, one pill, and Valium 2 milligram at night. For muscle relaxation that she complains of. Other than that, patient will continue all the medication from other physicians, which include Dizide, Toprol, XL, Norvasc, and she needs to continue seeing her other doctors. She has a high creatinine level, and she has a stage 3 kidney failure. She's been advised about it. Well, she needs to see her kidney doctor also. Okay, thank you. This will be the end of dictation. Thank you.